Coming up on this holiday edition of All Access.
This is a present for Crystal.
At the end of the day, we all gonna leave here happy. You know, because we put smiles on some kids' faces in that night. That's, it's priceless.
He is the best.
Whoa.
He is the best.
Yeah, you see this? Let's get it. All right, Nate, let's get it, baby.
Steps up, lofts it to the back of the end zone. Michael Manoa-Nui, a one-handed grab, and what a catch it was!
They've really improved in the last 6 weeks. They're on a little winning streak here. They won 4 in a row and 5 of the last 6. And, you know, they just seem to be playing a lot better now than we were earlier in the season.
The reason why I think the left side's better, because I feel like you go against the lesser talented tackles. You're going against the worst tackle every Sunday. But he thinks it's better because, okay.
Let me get in here.
Well, we're going to give Rob some dancing lessons here. Yep. Yeah, right. Do you hit it and roll it up? Then.
Living on the Edge finally caught up to the Patriots, who for the first time in a long time did not come through in the end, losing to the Dolphins in Miami. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. I'm Steve Burton. It's another playoff-type atmosphere, as New England's postseason hopes hinge on the victory against the defending Super Bowl champion Baltimore Ravens. We'll take a look at the Ravens, but before we do, let's take a final look back at the sights and sounds of the Dolphins game.
The sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the New England Patriots.
Yeah! Let's go, our very best today.
So let's get after these guys. Let's get up early. Line up three. 1, 2, 3.
How you doing, man?
Let's get it. All right, Nate. Let's get it, baby.
Hey, remember, this is a business trip, man. We came here to take care of business. Let's go, man. Let's start with us right here.
Off underneath, out of the gun to LeGarrette Blount, who carries across the 20 right side and then bruises his way forward for a first down rush. Aiken snaps it to Allen. Line places it down. Gostowski gets it up, and the kick is good.
Let's just be disciplined. Don't hurt ourselves. We're doing all right. Take what they give us to get a chance for threes. We'll make it happen. Right.
Brady waits on the snap. He has it. Retreats in the pocket. Under rush. Steps to his right. Steps up. Lofts it to the back of the end zone. Michael Manoa-Nui. A one-handed grab. And what a catch it was. Tannehill takes the snap against a five-man rush. Fires down the middle. Wallace makes the grab inside the 25. Runs away from Cole and runs to the end zone. Touchdown, Miami.
That's how it's going to be, okay? The whole half's going to be this way. You're going to have to go out there, hold on to it, and get points, grind it out. But keep playing the way you're playing, all right? Keep playing the way you're playing.
Brady drops back, throws down the middle, catch by Edelman. Across the 10 left, running past the 5, diving to the end zone. And the lead for the Patriots.
That's a big boy drive right there.
There you go, baby.
That's
in the pocket, starts to glass, folds a throw toward Big Ben, makes the catch at the 4, and heads to the end zone. Touchdown, Miami. Tom looking right, firing right. The ball's going to be intercepted in the end zone. The game-sealing interception with 2 seconds to go.
Hi, I'm Bob Soucy, the voice of the Patriots for 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The arrival of the holiday season means that the NFL second season waits just around the corner. But this year, in essence, it's already here. With the Patriots unable to secure their fifth straight AFC East championship at Miami, this Sunday they visit the defending Super Bowl champions in Baltimore. With their seventh encounter since 2009 on tap, including a split of the last two conference championship games, the Patriots and Ravens renew what's become a fierce rivalry. And with both foes on the verge of a playoff return, it promises an intensity, like the implications of the outcome itself, in keeping with the spirit of the season, the postseason. And that's the view from the booth. For Patriots All Access, wishing you and yours all the best this holiday season, I'm Bob Soucy.
Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. And Coach joins me again and sat here a couple weeks with you in those tight games at the end. You said eventually one of these is going to bite us in the tail. Just real quick on Miami. Fair to say it's a game of just some missed opportunities there at the end for you guys?
Oh, yeah, sure was. You know, we had opportunities to stop them defensively on that last drive, and we had a couple chances thrown in the end zone. And, you know, just couldn't quite make the play. We obviously missed some other chances along the way, too. So we just, I don't think anybody really felt like coming out of that game. We just did enough. It was close. Players fought hard. We played right to the end. We played 60 minutes, but we just got to play a little bit better.
And Logan Mankins, now he played, obviously, tackle. That was his collegiate position. Having him go in and doing that on the road, and you watch him at last drive, and he's holding his own. How special is that for your team to have that flexibility for a guy that really is a Pro Bowl-type offensive guard to slide out the tackle and play the way he did?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Logan's one of our best and most dependable players. And, you know, he's a guy you can kind of count on in every situation. He really came through big for us playing the left tackle. And, you know, so did Hooman really jumping in there at tight end, the catch he had, and, mm-hmm. you know, playing. I think it was 70 plays in the game. You know, he was out there forever and coming back off the knee injury. You know, guys like that just stepped up and, you know, they played right to the final whistle.
You've lived this week in, week out, games coming down to the end. And it's not only your team and the teams you're playing. Seems like the rest of the league is going through that. And it's easy to say, hey, that's just the NFL nowadays. But is there a trend? Is there a reason games are coming down to the end the way they are?
Well, I just think it's so competitive. You know, everybody's got the same – you know, the same salary cap. They got, you know, good coaches, good players. You can't have too many because you can't afford them. Everybody's got basically the same draft choices. You know, so it all evens out. And, you know, you got a lot of teams that work hard. And you know, somewhere along the line, you get a few guys banged up. They get a few guys banged up. It kind of all evens out, but it's all very competitive. And it seems like every game is, you know, within a few points. The Ravens this week, they've been 9 games. 3-point, you know, close games. And so, you know, we've been in them. They've all, you know, it's just that's the way it is.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. Coach will join me later in the show as we talk about the Baltimore Ravens. More of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll explain what's behind James Devlin's love of the game of football.
I've always been like a physical kind of kid. I like to hit. I like to, like, run into things and stuff like that.
Plus, learn how these defensive bookends have grown, both on and off the field.
Rob Scott report every week is they're going to run at the right side because I'm the string bean.
I do call him the string bean because he's long and lanky.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence for 75 years. And by Gillette, the official shave of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Happy holidays from Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is presented by Geico.
What my city on and my committee on. Got everybody looking at me.
I play this game because I love it. From every fiber of me, I love football.
A leap by Devlin, bounces off the pile, trying to fight his way in on the left side, still shooting, diving, touchdown, Patriots!
I've always been like a physical kind of kid. I like to hit, I like to, like, run into things and stuff like that, so I was kind of crazy, but so just kind of one thing led to another. I started playing football. I fell in love with it.
Devlin with a touchdown for the Patriots. James Devlin all by his lonesome. Fires across the middle, grab made by Devlin. He's got a first down reception.
My parents have been the most influential people. My dad especially, because dude's a football guy. He played all through high school, went to Widener University back outside of Philadelphia, won a national championship there. Claims that he had chances to go to the NFL, although I don't know how true that is. And then my mother as well, she's a tough woman. You know, she's been through a lot in her life, and so that toughness I probably got from her and all the football things I got from my dad, the strength and stuff like that. He's a big guy.
Got a wide-open receiver up the left side. Devlin has a first down, catch and run.
My journey to the NFL has been such a long one, and I had to go through a bunch of little steps and hurdles, and you know, I had people telling me no every which way. And so really, it's made me so humble, and it's made me so thankful. And football's a great sport.
Devlin's contributions this season, especially over the last few weeks, have been a real boost to the Patriots. Welcome back to All Access, presented by GEICO. Things did not get any easier this week for the Pats. Dan Roach fills us in as the Patriots get set to renew one of their NFL's best rivalries.
The ball's going to be intercepted in the end zone. Thomas picked it off.
After coming up short in a game for the first time in a month, the Patriots know they missed a chance to wrap up another AFC East title and solidify a number 2 seed in the playoffs. But with only 2 games left in the regular season, they're only locked in on one thing this week: winning.
We need another W. I mean, we still haven't clinched the playoff spot yet either, so we have a lot of work to do.
And next up, a matchup with the Ravens Sunday in Baltimore, a team that the Patriots are quite familiar with, as this will be the 7th meeting in the past 5 years between the two teams, including the past 2 AFC Championship games.
We've had some pretty memorable games against them, so I think that's the thing about it is the games have meant so much, especially over the last few years. So there's, you know, you get a little bit of a rivalry.
Both teams are very well coached, obviously, and have hard-nosed players on their team. So we are very similar, and I think that's what makes for a fun matchup. They play physical football. We try to do the same, and it usually makes for a fun game.
The defending Super Bowl champion Ravens got off to a slow start this season, but after that 4-6 start, Baltimore has ripped off 4 straight wins to put them right back into the AFC playoff race.
They got all pros. They got guys at the best in the league at their positions, so, and they play well in big games. So they got a great team, and that's why you don't win a Super Bowl for no reason. They won it, they earned it, and they came back this year, got off to a slow start, but seems like they're really clicking now.
One thing to keep an eye on this week against Baltimore is the turnover battle for the Patriots. The first 9 games of the season, they were a +9 in that department and 7-2. The last 5 games, a -3, and their record is 3-2. They win the turnover battle. Generally, they win the game. For Patriots All Access from the CBS scene here in Foxborough, I'm Dan Roach.
All right, Roachie, thank you very much. Joining me now is Patriot running back LeGarrette Blount. And let me ask you this. This is your first year with the Patriots. What have you thought of it so far? How's it going?
It's going good, man. I can't say too much about how amazing it is to be a part of a team that wins, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Being 10-4 is amazing. You know, we have a couple of unfortunate losses, but I mean, we usually bounce back from those, so that's the plan.
What have you learned from being here? And is this what you expected it to be?
It's exactly what I expected it to be. I mean, I expected to come to a winning team, and that's what we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I've learned is that we're never out of a game, no matter what the deficit is, no matter the situation, we're never out of the game, you know, with one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game, you know, In your corner, you know, you can never lose hope of a game.
No question about that. A lot of running backs here, and you get a chance to share playing time. And when you do that, is it hard to get in a groove when you have to share?
I mean, any running back in the league would want to say that, you know, they want the ball, you know, and I feel like if you don't want the ball, then mm-hmm. I feel like you're not a competitor, you know. So, I mean, it's not too hard to get into a groove, you know, just. I mean, as much as we play, we both play a lot, you know, all of us play a lot. So, you know, the chances that you get, you just have to take advantage of them. And that's what I try to go out there and do.
You haven't been here that long, but have you got a sense of how big the rivalry is between the Patriots and the Ravens?
I'm getting a sense of that. You know, I've heard about it since I got here. you know, and I know that the AFC Championship game of last year, you know, and it's just those things that, you know, that is kind of, that kind of you hear about, you know, on the side. Like, you don't hear about it, like, you know what I'm saying? Bill doesn't work it up huge, you know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
But, I mean, and, you know, as a player, you know, these guys, like, are definitely itching to get out here and get a win.
Well, good luck to you. Happy holidays to you.
I appreciate it.
All right. LeGarrette Blount, our guest. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Hi, I'm Dante Hightower, and I want to wish all you guys a Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, we're traveling down to Baltimore to play the Ravens. Play them so much they feel like they're in our own division. So we asked the guys, are they the Patriots' biggest rival?
As Bill Belichick himself said a couple weeks ago, the Jets are in a different category. Now, he was talking about plays as he coached, but this team treats New York differently. It's the border war. It's the rivalry. It is personal. I think it's from the executive branch all the way down through the players. They hate the Jets. And guess what? The Jets are competitive with them every time.
The Jets a rival? The Jets are a joke. Look, the last two AFC championships were against the Baltimore Ravens. They had a regular season game last year that the Patriots were robbed in. The Ravens are the rivals.
All right, well, listen, the Jets will always be the Patriots' number one rival. However, the Patriots have played the Baltimore Ravens four times in the last 2 years, but have lost the last two. And remember, Baltimore went to the Super Bowl. Rivals? No. Nemesis? Yes. Forget about what I think. What do you think? Hit me up at patriots.com/PCPdebate and let me know what you think. I'm Christian Fourier with the SBLI Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
We go back to that Monday night or the late game against Detroit, and I think I know the answer here, but you always wait for that coach's tape because it shows you everything. It's hard to really get a ton off TV, but is it kind of the teaser where you're doing your game plan, getting ready for the Ravens, and there they are on TV? Do you watch some of the TV game?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I was watching the TV game as I was kind of, you know, doing some work on the Ravens and, you know, pulling some things together. But, yeah, it's interesting. You get caught up in the game a little bit. Certainly the back and forth and the flow of it, which is a little different than the coach's tape when you kind of watch all the offense or all the defense. But, you know, another exciting game that, you know, looked like Detroit had it. And then 61-yard field goal took it away from them. So, you know, great situational play by the Ravens.
Hard to ask this question because they're obviously the defending champion of the National Football League, but are they better, and specifically in some spots, than they were last year as a team, the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, you know what? They've really improved in the last 6 weeks. You know, they're on a little winning streak here. They won 4 in a row and 5 of the last 6, and, you know, they just seem to be playing a lot better now than were earlier in the season. You go back to some of the earlier tapes and you look at things and say, boy, this didn't look too good. That doesn't look too good. But you look at it now and you just don't see those things. So, you know, I think they're really starting to play their best football at the right time, and we've seen that from them before. So, you know, you've got to respect that team, their coach, you know, the entire organization. They do a good job, and, you know, it'll be a big challenge for us this week.
All right, Coach, good stuff. Time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from at Art C. Wants to know, how do you take care of your football team this time of year, meaning practice, you know, it's at the end of the year, the weather, everything. How do you gauge, you know, when you look at them physically, how do you throw them a bone every once in a while?
Well, just by trimming things back a little bit, you know, sometimes we, you know, take a little time off some of our meetings, take a little time off some of our practices, you know, things that we've been doing all year, not that we can't continue to work on them, but there comes a point of diminishing returns where I think rest and, you know, mental fatigue is, it could override the actual execution and practice reps on the field. So we try to balance those things out. We do enough to prepare, but try not to overwork the team. These guys have been playing a lot of football now. This is, you know, 14 regular season games and 4 preseason games plus training camp behind that. I mean, that's a lot of snaps. And, you know, we still want to be fresh at this time of year, even though everybody's not where they were at the beginning of the year, but we want to just, you know, maintain as much energy as we can.
All right, Coach, good stuff. If you want to ask the coach a question, you have to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Bellastrator later in the show talked about Ray Rice. I think they have some people on defense, too, and some special teams, right?
Yeah, well, Jacoby Jones is an outstanding returner, and they do a good job defensively, as we know.
All right, Coach, thanks for visiting with us. We'll be back later in the show with the Bellastrator, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
Outside. Coach Belichick breaks down the defending Super Bowl champion Ravens on the Bellastrator.
Real good rush group here, both inside. McPhee, Nada, Doomerville, Suggs.
And later, the Patriots play Santa to a group of area youngsters.
You with me today? How you doing? Good?
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Subway. Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami, tender beef with pickles, mustard, and melty cheese. Or try the Big Philly Cheesesteak, both part of the Big Cheese Duo. Subway, eat fresh. And by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Gregory, and I want to wish you and your family a very happy holiday season.
This player profile is brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
They are the bookends of the Patriots' defensive line. Rob Ninkovich is the savvy veteran who has developed into a reliable playmaker. Chandler Jones is the young buck who has shown great improvement in his second season. An odd couple, or are these two guys more similar than you think? You be the judge.
The reason why I think the left side's better, because I feel like you go against the lesser talented tackles. You're going against the worst tackle every Sunday, but he thinks it's better
get in here. Okay, so when you're on the right side and you're playing a quarterback that can scramble, get out of the pocket, you know, he doesn't see you coming. So by the time you get there, it's too late. You got him. So on the left side is more responsibility, Chandler.
Well, wait a minute. Well, I feel like if you beat the guy clean enough off the line of scrimmage, then you don't have to worry about the quarterback scrambling. You beat the guy and you take him down.
I do believe in the Texans game, Chandler had a clean move and the quarterback saw him and stepped up and he missed the sack.
That's true. That is true. Rob Scott report every weekend they're going to run at the right side because I'm the string bean.
I do call him the string bean because he's long and lanky and I'm a little bit shorter, which is more natural for leverage purposes. So, you know, sometimes they like to test him and see, you know, is this guy going to be able to stop the run even though he's 6'6", 235?
Hey, I'm not. I'm 255, 260. But he does call me the string bean.
Just kidding. But he has played three technique before, which is pretty impressive. At 255. It's not an easy position.
Not easy at all.
They don't put me in there for a reason.
I think you got to be tough enough to play.
Quicker.
I think you have to be tough enough.
I'm pretty tough.
Tough enough to play. Three technique. I feel like Rob's athletic enough to put his hand in the dirt and a stand-up. I feel like he also has enough athletic ability to cover backs man-to-man or cover areas in his zone. So I'm excited about his ability, and I enjoy watching him.
Oh, that's funny.
You like that or
no? Yeah, I'm excited about his ability.
You like that? I'm excited about his ability. I'm excited.
Check this out.
Put this on the screen. He's a lot more stronger than I am, though, so...
He said it. He gave me the credit.
Agree.
He said I was
stronger.
Give
credit when it's due. We're not lifting weights on the field, are we? Do you see ever see a guy doing this on the field or doing this with the bars? No, you're pushing your hands in. So, I mean, I feel like the weight room guides you to make you a better player. It's not going to make, oh, because I lift 400 pounds, I'm going to get 50 sacks. No, it doesn't work like that.
If I could take one thing from Chandler, it would definitely be his arm length. Because if I had his arms, there's no one's touching me. I'm making so many plays, it's crazy.
His knowledge of the game is definitely what I admire the most, and that's what I would want to take with my game.
Oh.
propose.
The amount of productivity that we have definitely shows why this duo has been such a great duo.
We both do a great job of, you know, setting a hard edge, having the ball get back into the heart of the defense, not letting the ball outside, and also, you know, the more pressure and, you know, ways to affect the quarterback and not let him be comfortable in the pocket, you know, creates, you know, different things in a game that are positive for a defense. You know, that's the good thing about having two guys on the edge, you know, that can complement each other well, is, you know, one guy can see something and, you know, try and give the other guy a heads up, you know, to where that, you know, it helps out the team and, you know, we're both making, you know, big plays.
When we played the Saints, it was late in the game in the fourth quarter, and there was a naked bootleg that Peyton Manning had just did the previous week. And Peyton Manning had did it the previous week.
You're right.
And Rob said, you know, watch out for that play. You know, it might show up in a game. And sure enough, that exact play, it was the bootleg, and I made the play. It was a huge play, and it gave the offense the ball back, and it gave us the opportunity to win the game.
So I like to take some credit for that.
He gets the credit for that. Actually, I credit him.
He made the play, and he did credit me. He did give me the credit, yeah. Which was, you know, exciting.
Yeah, so.
But I didn't dance. You know, he's got.
I don't dance anymore.
So. He has good dance moves.
I don't dance anymore.
He's pretty good.
I don't dance. Well, we're going to give Rob some dancing lessons here.
Yep, go for it.
Well, so now,
if you... Remember how you... I don't know how to do that.
Rob, do your dance. If you were to get a set. Yeah. Check him out, Pee Wee Herman. Are you recording? You come back like this, and you hit that cat daddy, and you get in the wheelchair.
Is it a wide cat daddy, or is it a tight? I thought it was a tight
cat. You come around, you go like this, boom, like you're in a wheelchair.
You're in a wheelchair like that, right?
Then you hit it and roll it up, then... Check it out. See, you gotta loosen up the hips. First you Dougie, and then you gotta look to the side. So when you do it, you look left, right, left, and then wheelchair. So stay tuned after Rob's next sack. He might hit the cat daddy. Yeah, is that good?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way on a Christmas day. And we're set to begin the AFC Championship game, and the kick is away and the game is underway. Tom Brady, a one-yard touchdown strike to Wes Welker, and the Patriots regain the lead. Brady in the handoff inside, spins off the hit, goes to the ground. Ball is on the ground. I believe the Ravens have recovered it. Snap to Flacco. Caught for a touchdown in the back line of the end zone.
Joe Flacco just got paid.
Fourth down and four for the Patriots at the Baltimore 19. The season arrives right here. Brady takes the shotgun snap. He fires to the left, and it is incomplete. Baltimore Ravens are the AFC champions.
Boom! No. Time out for Turf brought to you by Gillette. Boy, you're thick.
I am Helote Nata.
That's right, from the Baltimore Ravens, meaning he's going to be the guy in the middle over top of Ryan Wendell. Now, watch a game last week against Miami. Miami got pressure, four down, five
didn't
guys. But how did they get pressure?
Up the middle.
Doing what?
Stunting. So we're going to show you what they're going to do to try and get pressure on Tom without blitzing. So I'm Helote Nata. I'm the big 300-some-odd-pound defensive tackle. Pee him on the nose, or I'll put him on the guard. So right now you got Doomerville and you got Suggs. You go over
See, that's the key. You got a big guy in the middle and you got two edge guys that you got to worry about.
Because they're not going to be worried about they're worried about the inside because Tom's not running anywhere. All right, so here comes Helote Nata, ball snap. All he's going to do is stand up. And then all he's going to do is pull a little bit, so somebody's got to chase. And the opening is always in the middle after Helote Nata moves. They can do it a bunch of different ways. They can also do it where if he's on the guard, okay, now you have Smith, who's right up the middle. Now all you do is replace, and there it is right there. That's only bringing one extra guy, 5-on-5. But the problem is they don't have a hat on a hat. One guy gets loose or not even loose. All Tom has to do is just feel the pressure.
And it might
make him throw a little faster.
Where's Flacco? Where's Brady going to be? 6 yards behind the center. They're not rolling left.
No.
They're not rolling right. Plus, it's Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody out there. It's Christmas time in Hollis, Queens. Mom's in the kitchen cooking collard greens. Rice and pudding, mac and cheese.
Thanks, guys. The Patriots will face the reigning Super Bowl champs in their final regular season road game this Sunday in Baltimore. I'm Jackie Britton, and here are the storylines this week. No Ed Reed and no Ray Lewis is no problem for the Ravens defense. They're the fourth best in the league when it comes to stopping opponents in the red area. And I can give you two reasons why they excel in rushing the passer. That'd be Elvis Dumervil and Terrell Suggs. Now, the Patriots' offensive line took a pretty big hit when Nate Solder went out in Miami. Should he be inactive on Sunday, you can look to veteran guard Logan Mankins to assume that role in his absence. And they're not a division opponent, but I know it feels like it with how often these two teams face off against each other. This will be their seventh meeting in the past 5 years, and as always, there's a lot at stake. That'll do it for the storylines this week. Now let's jump into our opponent news brought to you by GEICO.
The opponent news is brought to you by GEICO.
The point was debated earlier in the show. Are the Ravens the Patriots' biggest rival? Baltimore coach John Harbaugh has some thoughts.
Rivalries, you know, to use that term, are defined by how important the games are and what's at stake and how good the games are. So just what you said is right. I mean, they've always been big games. And, you know, fortunately, we've both been in the hunt, you know, all those years. So there's been a lot riding on it this year as much as ever.
So there you have it. That's the conversation in Baltimore. Now let's send things over to Scott Zolak and Coach Belichick. It's time for the Belistrator.
All right, I have the coach with me now, which means it's time for the Belistrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. Baltimore coach, a little kick return here?
Yeah, we'll start with the Minnesota game here. This is Jacoby Jones back here. This is really an interesting play. The Vikings scored with about a minute and a half to go in the game to take the lead, and they're trying to kick away from Jones. So they kind of bloop it over here into the corner, trying to kick it over here to the end, and Jones comes all the way over. Takes it on the run. It's not obviously a very good kick here, but there's the double team on the three. There's the kick out on the two and the one. The end leads up really with nobody to block, and Jones takes it the distance. So even when teams try to kick away from him, he still gets to it and makes a big play here against the Vikings, give the Ravens the lead, you know, with a couple minutes going in the game.
Pretty good blocking scheme right there where you want to get that wall going, but all of a sudden you get that directional kick. Now it's up to him to crease it. He did it right there.
He did, yeah. He kicked right into it, and this shows you what kind of range he has, too. Kicking away from him, that sounds good, but
yeah,
that didn't look too good there.
All right, moving on here defensively for them.
Well, defensively, you know, Haloti Ngata is really an explosive force in the middle of the defense here, and sometimes he lines up on the guard, sometimes he lines up on the center. They move around a little bit, but you can see here he is coming over Wade Smith. You know, it's a Pro Bowl guard there for the Texans, and he has no problem just zipping right by him and putting a sack there on Shaw.
That frustrating for you guys, not as a staff, but that's something you really can't prepare for because it's not a game, it's not a twist. That's just one guy just getting through there.
Right, yep, he's a major force. And then, of course, they got two real good guys outside. Here's Dumervil coming on kind of the up and under. He's got a lot of power rushing here on the edge. And then, of course, Suggs on the up and under here on the other side. You can see that the Dolphins are trying to chip Suggs here with Clay coming out of the backfield, but Suggs negates that by coming underneath the tackle. Comes in here, gets his hand on the Tannehill and knocks him down for the sack. So, again, a real good rush group here, both inside. McPhee, Ngata, Dumervil, Suggs. They're a very good pass rush group. They get a lot of pressure.
Lots been made out of the offseason. You know, you win the championship, you lose a bunch of players, they just replace guys.
Well, they really have. They still are very good on defense. And, of course, this is a guy that they really didn't have most of the year last year. That's number 21, Ladarius Webb. He's back after the ACL injury last year. And, you know, here he's really making a good play. He's in the slot in the Cincinnati game here. You can see how quickly he reacts to this little stop route there and quickly gets vision on the ball and uses his hands and ball skills to come in there and take it away from and so really an excellent play here by Webb. And he plays both outside and inside, but a combination of the pass rush, good tight coverage here, and usually a pretty deep field safety. It makes it hard to throw over the top of them. They do a good job defensively, and you know plays like this do a nice job taking the ball away.
Pretty gutsy by Webb right there. That's not a ton of help over the top. I know he's deep, but you know he's really not right over the top.
No, he's very instinctive. He reads those routes well and get right on them.
All right, Coach, a lot of stuff to talk about, and happy holidays. Hope
Thank you
have a good Christmas.
Same to you.
There you go. There's your Belistrator. More Patriots All Access back right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam, celebrating 75 years of service to financial advisors, their clients, and institutions worldwide. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. And by Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
The Patriots Charitable Foundation teamed up with Bass Pro Shops and the Vince Wilfork Foundation to spread some holiday cheer to area children in need.
You with me today? How you doing?
Good. Just to walk around and see these kids, eyes just wide open, smiling, laughing, getting gifts, getting all types of stuff. Man, I mean, it makes you happy.
All right, what else? You say you want those?
Yeah, I want
them. Put them in the bucket.
Bass Pro Shop was the place to be for a shopping spree. And Patriots players were the kids' personal shoppers.
You have a girlfriend and don't know what size she wears.
He's a big teddy bear.
Yes,
whoa,
oh,
whoa.
He is
yeah, you see this?
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo in Buckle Up, because what you see is what you're going to get with this football team. The margin of error is this thin. Yeah. So now what?
I think we're going to have a couple more weeks of the same. I mean, why would you expect anything different? All of these games are going down in the fourth quarter. They're all going out in the last possession. They're just I don't think they're healthy enough. Enough playmakers are healthy enough to really make a huge difference in the game. I think, as you guys said it, what you see is what you get.
Yeah, Tom Brady said that thing exactly what you said, Steve, right, that the margin for error is so thin with this team, which makes the 2013 Patriots different than some past teams we saw when you would come out and maybe predict a double-digit victory. So I look at it now. We're in week 16. What are these Patriots? I think they're a resilient team. I think they're an undermanned team. I think they'll fight till the end. I think they're a vulnerable team, particularly on defense. That, to me, is the 2013 Patriots.
Let's take a look at the seeding, because there's still a slight chance that they can get the number one seed. Right now, they're at number two seed.
Could
there's
happen.
Also a slight chance, very slight, mind you, that they could miss the playoffs altogether. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, but it could happen, and I think that speaks to what Mike just talked about. You know, anybody can beat them, and you look at some of their home games. They're 7-0 at home, but look at how many of those games – you know, you were down 24-0 to Denver, and you came back. You're down 12 with, a minute and a half left to Cleveland. You get the onside kick. If you can lose at home to Cleveland, you can lose at home to Buffalo. And that's the one game that they'd have left if things don't go well in Baltimore. So, obviously, a lot of things would have to happen. Some other teams would have to win. I agree with you. It's a very slim chance. But when was the last time we went into Week 16 not worrying about what seed they were going to be as opposed to whether or not they were going to be in the playoffs?
And here's the thing to look at. I mean, they haven't clinched the AFC East championship yet.
Nope.
And, you know, last week we're talking about possibility the number one seed after the Broncos lost at home to the Chargers. Now we're talking they could be out of the playoffs. If the Dolphins win their final two games against Buffalo on the road and at home against the Jets and the Patriots lose their final two, it's over, Steve. So I think that's something you at least have to bring to the table in the discussion.
I don't even want to bring that to the table. But how in the world did the Patriots ever lose to the Buffalo
and
Bills?
And if Baltimore ends up finding a way to beat Cincinnati in the last game, then you're out of the playoffs.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm just telling you. I just want to listen, it's a public service announcement.
Okay.
Just want to let everybody know all the different options.
Can I tell you something? Keep it to yourself, will you? Let's talk about this Baltimore Ravens team, because it's a football team that's coming off. They squeaked by on Monday night. I see the Patriots winning this game, obviously. You guys may not.
Well, I have a lot of respect for Baltimore. We talked all season long about the Patriots, and I kind of refer to it as the program, you know, like almost like a college program. Just their ability to put together a plan and go about it. They know what they want to do, and they're so tough and resilient the way Mike has talked about all year, and they find a way to win more often than not. I think in a lot of the same terms about the way Baltimore puts together from Ozzie Newsome, John Harbaugh on down. They've had a ton of guys. They've lost a ton of personnel. Some of it was injuries. Some of it was just personnel decisions in the offseason and age and whatnot. But yet here they are with a chance to win their last two games and be the AFC North champ if they can do that. And to me, this is still a very good, scary football team. I don't think they're that high-powered, but to me, it's not a team I'd like to play in a game that I have to win.
Very tough spot for the Patriots. Very few teams in the league I look at and say, going into their place and beating them is a tall task, like Seattle. That's a tough place to play. I'd put Baltimore in that next tier right there. They're very good at home, physical, mentally tough, and they have something to play for. So I think this is going to be a very big challenge for the Patriots.
Prediction time.
You know, I'm going to stick with the last play of the game kind of a mentality. I think this goes down to the last series, and I think the Patriots are going to have a hard time. I think that it's going to be – I don't expect them to get blown out. I have too much respect for the Patriots, right. And we've seen too many times they're able to respond. But I do think what Mike said about Baltimore at home with something to play for, I think they find a way to squeak it out, maybe 27-23.
He's a little higher scoring than I am, Steve. I'm going to go 23-20 Ravens. Patriots' red zone offense was a little bit of a struggle without Rob Gronkowski last week. Ravens have only given up 15 red zone touchdowns this year, so that's why I go with a little bit of a lower score.
So what you both are saying is you see the Patriots losing back-to-back games.
Yeah, then they're going to have to come back and beat Buffalo to make the playoffs.
All right. Time will tell. Thank you very much. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Happy holidays, everyone. See you later.